An African Story, formerly produced for radio, presented and read by Richard Nichols.
Episode 96, Season 1, Peter Maritzburg, The City, The News. Come, let's go. Don't look at me like that. You said you would come shopping. Peter turns off the TV and walks to the front door. What are we buying this time? Oh, normal monthly grocery shop. You know the drill. Once again, Tandy and Sky are sitting under the old oak tree. Sunrise, the leopard, is up a tree not too far away, keeping a lookout as usual. Can we stop at the computer shop? I need an HDMI cable and new gaming headphones. The cable is broken close to the USB plug. The microphone works intermittently. Peter, I doubt whether the shop will be open now on a late Saturday afternoon, but we can have a quick look. See, okay. Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate how you make time for me, knowing all that has been happening with Uncle Fred and Mum being kidnapped by Dean. Two young male lions are now on their favourite rock, which has been their makeshift den as of the day they were kicked out of the Pride. Rosewater has made it clear that they were not welcome around the den, even if they are good friends with Spot. The emergency services arrive at the accident scene and load Dean into the ambulance, followed by Linda. Both were stabilized on scene. Looks like our lady victim is with child. Contact the hospital ER and warn of male victim serious head injury and pregnant woman en route, both stable but non-responsive. Will do, was the reply from the driver. SAPS Accident Unit Sergeant Palais takes pictures of the scene and talks to the minibus driver who was sitting on the pavement, blood running down his forehead. Pictures revealed a 9mm pistol on the passenger side, one spent cartridge. The bullet had passed through the driver's right hand, exited his right leg, and lodged in the door of the car, found having jumped the pavement outside the old abandoned building, once occupied by attorneys. He was assessed by a paramedic and will be taken to hospital for the wound on his forehead. He later complained of back pain and was placed on a backboard with a neck brace applied as well. Let's get them to hospital. The woman in the car has a bun in the oven. Let's try to save all the lives today. The minibus driver, what's his status? Reply comes back. Condition stable for now. No change. Still suffering with back pain. Has been placed on a backboard and neck brace applied. Hang on, I need to get the list off the notepad in the kitchen. Wait in the car. I shall not be long. Peter makes it back to the car and gets in the front passenger seat. Clips the safety belt in place. Three male lions wander down to the river, Sky followed by Cloud and Wild Eyes. A zebra taking a drink of water runs for cover as the lions make their approach. Close behind is Mary and Anne, followed by Tandy and a young male lion, Xander. Suddenly he darts off in the direction of the zebra, who now makes a dash for the water in the hopes that Xander will not come into the water. In seconds, Xander braves the water and jumps on the back of the zebra in a desperate attempt to get to the neck to suffocate his prey. A very high kick of the back legs sends the young male lion into the air. The other members of the two lion prides stare in amazement as Croc comes in on the scene and grabs the lion in a death roll. Cloud watches as one of his young male lions is killed right in front of him. He had fathered this youngster with a young lioness named Zinga about a year ago. I have the list. Let's go before the shops close. I'm not sure if the PC shop will be open, but we shall take a look-see, said Bob. Both arrive at the shopping center about 20 minutes later. They make their way into the supermarket. I will go to the fruit and veg. You are welcome to run to the PC shop. Here is 600 Rand cash. Please be careful. See you later. Will do, replies Peter as he smiles back at his dad and turns in the direction of the door. Bob continues with his shop. Peter makes his way to the PC shop, Tech World CC. May I help you, said a voice behind the counter. Looking for a pair of good headphones for my PC, must have a microphone built in. The young man walks around the counter and Peter follows him to the shelf where the selection of headphones is on display. If you need my help, you know where to find me. By the way, the Sony 506 ST are a very good pair and have a good quality microphone, said the shop attendant. Peter picks up the box and finds the price on the back of the box, 400 Rand, and picks out a new HDMI cable as well. Goes back to the counter to pay. Were you not a boarder at a school a number of years ago? I was in the dormitory next door to you. Are you not the farm kid? Your father owns the park, right? I remember you, always very quiet, loved being barefoot. I see that has not changed. Peter replies, yes, I was at the school for a short time. Came back home to finish my schooling. Planned to do zoology at the college once finished grade 12. A voice from behind. Come, Peter, we need to be on our way. It's late now, remarks Bob from within the doorway of the shop. Both leave the store after paying for the headphones and cable. Looks like the woman with child is stable and is conscious. The status of the baby is good. An ultrasound examination by Dr. Ken Short, her obstetrician, showed a good heartbeat and baby seems fine. As her neurologist, she has slight confusion and unable to give any details on who she is. A CT scan shows swelling to the right cortex of the brain with amnesia. Seems to be the diagnosis for now. She is in ICU for observation, more for the brain injury and to keep an eye on the baby. The taxi driver was sent home. He will recover with some good old TLC. The ER doctor, Henry Berger, general practitioner, attended to the gunshot to the hand and leg. Both were stitched up and should be fine. The bullet entered the soft tissue of the underside of the leg. The driver of the car is also in my care. He is in a coma, which was induced on scene as his head injury is very severe. A CT scan shows bad swelling on the brain. He will possibly need surgery to remove the pressure. He is touch and go. Please keep Dr. Ken Short and I updated. Thank you, sister, said Dr. James Kamalo, neurologist.
You've been listening to an episode of African Story, read and written by Richard Nichols. Join me again for another exciting installment of African Story coming soon.